in this early phase, the animals, they have a huge nutritional requirement, but at the same time, they're still developing. All the systems, they are still under the development. So we need to guarantee that they have enough nutrients to reach their requirements. But what we also need to guarantee is that they are adequate for that phase, and that when we are providing that, they can also use those nutrients.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. The Poultry Science Association is dedicated to advancing poultry science worldwide. Learn more at poultryscience.org. Anatox, partnering with the world's food producers to develop and deliver innovative programs to efficiently produce safer food. Kemin invites you to optimize poultry health and nutrition. Dive in at kemin.com/poultry. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Poultry Nutrition Black Belt. I'm your host as regular, Dr. Pratima Adhikari from Mississippi State University. Today, in a matter of providing you newest and the greatest and latest research in what's going on with the poultry nutrition side, we have a special guest, Dr. Pedro Ferzola from Boku University. Dr. Ferzola, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for the invitation and thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you in this program. Dr. Ferzola, if you don't mind, can you introduce yourself, your program, what you do in the university, and how it looks like for you?
Sure. So I work currently as a scientist here at the Boku University in Vienna, but I'm also a scientist at the Austrian Competence Center for Feed, Food, Quality and Innovation Center, which we try always to understand the current needs that we have and always try to find new challenges, especially connecting the nutrition and the animal feed science technology perspective.
Thank you. I know in today's episode, in this under 9 minutes, we're trying to capture some of the early feeding techniques and how you have been doing in your lab, especially with the broiler chickens, with the young chicks. So we're going to start, maybe I'll start asking you questions about, what is the relevance of these early feeding and what do you see in the overall performance of the bird when you start early in their life, different feeding strategies?
Yeah, so the early feeding is one of the most important phases. If you consider that we have well-hatched chicks and they're healthy and they're in, let's say, in a good start, we need to keep providing them with this good development in the beginning, because if we had a bad beginning, we're going to have a bad ending. And as we have such short and fast production systems, we never have enough time, to catch up or to compensate for losses that we might have in the beginning. So understanding how the chicks develop in these early phases, what they actually need, and try to provide them with exactly what they need, not below and not above, but, focusing always on the perfect nutritional requirements, we can then guarantee better development of the animals. We can guarantee better performance at the end and better product quality at the end.
Okay, that's awesome. So we all know that even with any type of bird that you are feeding commercially, you want to focus as much as like to meet their genetic potential when they are at the younger phase, and you want to match that nutrition so that the birds can have that full potential just to grow and start from the very beginning. In the U.S., we use, we have a different sources that we look into, like like a management guide, for example, for any kind of bird, and we kind of try to formulate our feed in that. What are some of those resources that you use, just to feed those birds, and what are the key nutrients that you really focus on for this early bird?
Yeah, so that's actually something we're trying always to understand better. Here, something that we've focused a lot and we try to understand is how we can use better energy sources in the beginning, because we know that in this early phase, the animals, they have a huge nutritional requirement, but at the same time, they're still developing. All the systems, they're still under the development. So we need to guarantee that they have enough nutrients to reach their requirements. But what we also need to guarantee is that they are adequate for that phase, and that when we are providing that, they can also use those nutrients. So for instance, one thing that we are always looking for is energy, different energy sources, and how to make this energy more available and guarantee that the animals can use that energy. One thing that has caught our attention is the use of different fats and how they would use these fats in the beginning, because we know that it's quite a limiting thing. We've seen that through different feed processing systems or through different mechanisms we have during the feed processing, we can increase this fat availability, but not necessarily they would be able to use it in the beginning. So we always have to find different nutritional strategies for them. For instance, with different uses of emulsifiers or some specific enzymes in the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned about some on the feed processing and some of the different techniques that you use in the feed processing. So how can these feed processing overall, have you seen that would affect the nutrient availability for these younger chicks?
We always try to focus on the particle size and the feed quality in general, because we know that when we provide to these chicks, we need to stimulate the development of the gastrointestinal tract. So if you have a good particle size, a good pellet quality in the beginning, you are providing the animals with a good feed ratio. So the thing always is to keep in mind how we are producing this diet, and specifically on how the animals are going to use them, and how through different feed processings we can improve the quality of the animals in the beginning. So the quality of the feed and the nutritional availability in the beginning. So we use here, for example, we pellet the diets, of course, but then we give them as crumbles to the animals in the beginning. So the idea is to stimulate the gastrointestinal tract, the gizzard development, and all these processes we try to do as soon as possible. We try always to transfer the animals from the hatchery to the barn as soon as possible and start them with the feed. To provide the feed in this beginning and as soon as possible, so they can have a better absorption of the yolk sac, and then they're going to develop better. So this is quite a huge problem, quite a huge thing that we always have to keep in mind, because they come from this environment that it's more endogenous absorption, because they have the yolk sac, they're using all the nutrients they have there reserved, and they're transferring and transitioning to this exogenous feeding, this exogenous nutrient availability, that's the feeding. So we always try to make this as smooth as possible, so that the animals don't rely only on this yolk sac, that they won't be put under a long fasting period. So they're going to be, the gastrointestinal tract is going to be stimulated to develop. They're going to have a better absorption. And we know that through some different feed technologies, we can achieve that. So when we think on hardness of the pellets or pellet quality in general, the particle size, and also through different feeding strategies, such as the use of expander, for example, that we know that different expander intensities, they also affect the metabolizable energy availability. So we need to always to keep in mind, okay, we're increasing the availability of the metabolizable energy, but is it what the animals actually need or not? So are they able to use this energy that we are providing them?
Kemen calls all poultry experts. You already know the key to a profitable operation is healthy, productive birds. Our team of poultry experts are driven by curiosity to develop science-backed ingredients and solutions that help you maintain feed and water quality, improve intestinal health, optimize nutrition, and eliminate pathogens. Learn more today by diving in at chemin.com/poultry to learn more.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Dr. Pedro, I think you also answered my curiosity, my third questions on the challenges and nutritional strategies. So, you kind of already covered that. That's perfect. So, I can see you've been applying different strategies of nutrient, like nutrition feeding in your bird early on. And some of the examples you mentioned about pellet quality and using the expanders. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and your expertise and how you do in Boca University. I think our audience might have learned from you. It's awesome. So we are almost at the end of the program. Is there anything you want to add for your collaborator or in the future collaboration or anything exciting?
There is always different things going on. We're always trying to, you know, understand this world and this connection between feed science and animal nutrition. And a fun fact, you know, for this podcast, as it's the black belt podcast, the fun fact is that I'm a brown belt in jiu-jitsu, always looking for the black belt.
That's awesome. Yay. Okay, congratulations. That's pretty good. Thank you for sharing about your research and about yourself, Dr. Pedro, into this program. It's a wonderful, again, a pleasure to have you in the program. You have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you so much.